This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Yes, sir. I was listening to Beastie Boys yesterday, and I was like, this is a great song. And then, of course, I choose it for this part, and we just played Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
But I'd like to show here that I chose the better song, Mark.
Get it.
You know, Matt, I heard that decision you made this morning. I'd like to make you the new music director.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want a pay cut? Yeah.
Yeah, some mandatory Sturgill tonight, huh? I like it.
Would you like some information on something?
Yeah, please.
Is it good or good information?
It's useful. It's valuable.
Good Lord.
Over 70,000 people in the upstate without power. That's just between Greenville and Anderson counties right now.
Yeah, like, look at the trees, man.
The upstate, they're everybody's power's going out. So if yours is out, don't worry. Everybody else's is too.
Are the ballot boxes electrical?
I don't think so.
Oh, thank God.
Just the ones next Tuesday.
Yes. Okay. All right. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You know, now when I see people's names that is Karen or Karen, I instantly feel sorry for them.
You gotta have to.
But then what if you talk to them and it's like, oh.
You are one.
The name fits.
Yeah.
You know? Well, with that said, let's talk to Karen and see if she is in fact a Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hi, I'm a Karen. I'm not a Karen. My name's just Karen.
You're just Karen, yeah.
I'm just Karen. I'm a cool Karen. I'm a cool mom Karen.
Well.
But no, I don't yell at people in the store.
Okay.
say racist things.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, okay. I'm glad I didn't say what I was about to say then. Thank you.
Okay.
I was about to say, back in the day, Karen had a different name.
yeah, I'm just a fun, loving, nice Karen.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's actually,
so when Fatboy gets calls on, he has a little computer gimmick here, and he writes down, like, for instance, it says Karen, and then it says what you want to talk about. And it says that you are afraid that you're a time bomb ready to explode.
No, I was saying when people meet me and they hear my name, they're nicer to me now. It's almost like they think I'm some ticking time bomb ready to explode because my name is Karen. It's like customer service is great when you're Karen in 2020.
Oh, so I was right
because
there.
Because they all are afraid of you. You should try it.
Maybe just go by Ren. Would you just go by Ren instead of K?
Ren.
I would be Ren.
Yeah, Ren is fine.
Okay.
No, it's not. Sounds stupid.
Ren.
Why should you have to change?
Well, Joss is also Joseph. Okay. So, Ren, tell us what's going on, why you need some advice. I do know that.
Okay. So I'm actually calling you because I want to scare my son. He is 16, and his name is Lawson, and he thinks he's a badass. So I want to take him somewhere really scary for Halloween, you know? And we've been here a couple of years now.
Are you trying to, scare him straight? You know.
No.
Hold on. Not in that way.
No, I am not that kind of Karen.
No. Yeah. I didn't mean in sexuality terms. You scared straight. Put you in jail for a day and keep you out of juvie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No. He and I just sort of have this thing. You know, we've always watched spooky movies together and you know, it used to be kind of fun to see him get a little scared, and now that he's 16, you know, he isn't impressed with anything anymore, so I just sort of want to have a little fun, you know?
Has he gotten you recently or something?
He does the jump scares and, you know, puts weird spiders in my coffee and crap like that, but it's, I want to really get him, you know?
Did you say weird spiders or real spiders in your coffee?
Maybe real weird spiders.
I'm sorry. Weird. No, not real ones.
Oh.
He'd be grounded for that.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. So we've been a couple places, and he's been like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I took him to Mad World, and he had a great time, but he wasn't really scared. I mean, he's 16, so he knows, you know, people in masks, and he gets a kick out of it and all that.
He may have accidentally been wearing a no-scare medallion.
Could have been.
So, he's 16 years old. There comes that time in your life as a young man or woman where you realize, okay, I have the mindset this is a movie, or if I go into, old spook house, Harry, haunted house kind of thing, you're like, okay, this is not real or whatever. But when you go to those places when there is lore, or there's legend, or these places we used to go to, as we've talked about in the past.
Cardboard box you crawl through?
No, I'm talking about like the one. Fatboy, Karen, you may have heard before we went on these haunted trips. Fatboy climbed down into a grave that it looks like someone dug up.
It was a mistake, too.
Oh, God.
It's a bad, bad idea.
Dumbest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Was it really? All the dumb things?
It's up there.
That's what I'm looking for, though. Like, I heard about this old tuberculosis hospital in Greenville that was supposedly haunted, I also read that they tore it down and it's a park now.
It burned to a large extent, I believe, and then they tore down the rest and built Herdklotz Park.
Yeah, I went there, probably back over the summer, and I was standing out, because all this there now is a plaque that said this used to be where the TB hospital stood.
Mm-hmm.
But I swear, if you close your eyes and you take a deep breath, you smell death, and then you realize, it's the chicken factory across the street. It's a chicken factory.
Near the chicken plant.
Yeah.
Right by the chicken plant.
That's the smell. That's how the tuberculosis started. I'm not sure.
Could be.
Well, I don't think that'll scare him if it's a park. I also heard about about Poinsett Bridge and Stump House Tunnel. Up in the mountains, have you heard about those?
Oh, you
those
kidding?
Good ones?
We're former paranormal amateur investigators.
Yeah.
I've
never heard of any paranormal stuff about Stump House Tunnel. I mean, people try to make stuff, but as far as, like, you know, well-documented stuff, nah. But Poinsett Bridge, yeah.
Poinsett Bridge, I went to, but if you go to it during the daytime, it's nothing. And if you go on the weekends, there's going to be a bunch of hikers and people that want to go sneak off in the woods and get high.
Yeah,
and
a bunch.
All that stuff. So,
but
Stump House Tunnel, though, Jim, there's not, as far as I know, any haunted legend or haunted lore.
Yeah.
But if you ever go in there and you keep walking, you're eventually walking through the thickest air. You're walking through complete darkness.
It's creepy.
And you get the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah,
and then you realize that, they're making blue cheese back here.
Yeah. Not anymore. They stored it there. They stored it.
Oh, they're not making it.
But not anymore. It's not no blue cheese there. They moved it to campus and facilities.
Yeah.
Well, I might be able to work with that. Well, do you guys know of any place where there might be some lore or any places that I should definitely avoid? I don't want to be shot for trespassing or...
Philadelphia. Stay away. Stay away.
Right now.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Don't go to Philly.
If you... Yeah, if anybody tells you about any crybaby bridges or the Rock House, that's just...
It's horse ass. Yeah. It's not true.
Yeah.
Every town has a crybaby bridge.
I heard about one just the other day that I'd never heard of before. And when I tried to look it up online, there's not a lot of information about it. But I heard about it from somebody in law enforcement who I trust immensely with stuff like this. Very cool.
Paw Patrol.
No. Highway Patrol. He's a trooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, a P1 who's a trooper. He told me about a place. It's kind of out between, like, Easley and Liberty, I guess. And it's a witch story related to a very, very old graveyard that you got to walk out to get to. It's off, it's kind of off of Old Liberty Road in a sense. And there's a gate you got to go around to get back to it. But it's fine to go to it because it's, you know, can't cut off access to a cemetery.
Today would be the perfect day to go.
But so somebody goes back here and they cut the grass and they take care of the land a little bit. And all these graves are over 100 years old, far as I know.
The best ones are.
But there's one family plot of five graves that no one will touch. No groundskeeping, no grass cutting. Everybody's scared of those five graves, and it's related to a witch story.
Which one?
Witch.
Like one.
Blair.
Yeah.
Blair Witch kind of story. Yeah. So it's related to a story of I guess, a family of witches.
I can't think of where it is.
Nobody will touch it.
Is it a curse or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is. Ooh. I don't know the full details of the story. It's what I'd like more information on.
You would imagine that witches, well, I guess they don't want to be cremated.
They're facing west, apparently. So bad.
That's the way their ancestors died. They would burn them at stakes.
Yeah.
They would cook steaks on their bodies.
The graves facing west takes you back into the realm of a bunch of horror tales and stuff like Hereditary and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now I want to go back on ghost tours.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
I'm going to write you a note and tell you where it is, Fat Bear.
Let me ask you this. You know, the past couple weeks we've talked about scary stories and the local areas and all this stuff, but that's something that there is a layer of realness to witch stories. I'm not saying all witches, and I'm not saying Wiccan, because that is not the same thing. Trust me, I've been beat over the head a million times over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Not the same thing. But a real witch who practices mixing up and concoctions and seances and covens and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be a thing. I think it could be a thing.
There are a lot of good old stories about them that are terrifying. I mean, even the movie The Witch is a good horror movie too, with the Black Phillip, the goat.
Yes.
Yeah. The Witch.
Oh, The Witch.
On an HBO+.
Yeah.
They just redid it.
Like, even Hansel and... Oh, we're losing her.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In a hurricane, man.
There's a ghost in the machine. Even, what was the movie? Or the Hansel and Gretel, right? Didn't they go to a witch house out in the middle of the woods?
Yeah. To hook up, and I don't know what happened.
Because there was that show.
Witch has been around.
Yeah, there was that show. It wasn't very good, but the thought of it was good. It was on NBC years ago, and they would take real stories like that and do them dramatically.
Grimm, was that it?
Yeah, man.
That was good.
Changing faces and whatnot.
Yeah.
It didn't happen in Chicago, so they don't care anymore.
No, they didn't care. Dude, what Nine is saying is that right there is very intriguing. Just the way he said it. Maybe Nine would like to go and, well, you have a son. Never mind. I was going to say maybe Nine would like to go, but Nine's not seeking any extra baggage.
He don't like kids.
No, he doesn't like children. Yeah, that's a good spot.
That sounds good.
How is he scaring you? Like, he's like hiding in the washing machine or the dryer or something?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing the normal kid stuff. I'll come around the corner and he's like, and he records it so he can, you know, post it everywhere. And there's like 20 of things of me hanging out on his Facebook and on whatever TikTok is. And it's like him scaring me a million times around the corner. So that's pretty frustrating.
Yeah, I need to get him back.
If you look back, you probably started all that.
Yeah.
It always
starts. I probably
starts
did at some point. You know, I'm a Karen.
He fell asleep coming home from school, and you slammed on the brakes to make him fall in the floorboard out of his car seat. And then he's like, oh, it's one of those things, Mom. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he got his teeth taken out, and she put a funny video up, something
you
like
know,
that.
The, a lot of the good ones are to take somebody to try to scare them in a real place are kind of private and... You don't want to, you know, places I couldn't even tell you if you might get in trouble for trespassing or someone might come out shooting at you, running you off.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm not quite sure which ones actually feel scary. Like I heard about the tuberculosis one, and then I was like, oh, well, it's a park now. Yeah. Like, I don't want to go anywhere where somebody's going to legit, you know, call the cops on us or, I don't want to get scared. I just want him to get scared.
Right. Yeah.
That witch one sounds promising. You said Old Liberty Road.
All right, so it's over off there. If you, I'll say this, and I'll say it quickly, so you can make notes. Other people don't get a chance to. Odell Cemetery.
Okay,
thank you. If you Google that, you'll find it.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, sounds cool. You let us know how this progresses, because okay. I imagine in like a week we're going to call from your son,
right.
And he's going to say, "Look, my mom did this thing to me. What can we do for you?"
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Right. I'll record it and post it somewhere.
Yes. All right, Karen. You stay. You stay a cool Karen, not a bad Karen. Okay.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you.
He's a nice friend.
That's a fun mom right there.
Yeah. Work some other stuff while you got it out.
Sure.
Let's talk.
Let's talk to, it's P1 Lady Marine. Good morning, Lady Marine.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going.
It's weird. Doing well. The young lady we just talked to, she was 864 area code. Kind of scratchy. You're calling us from Canada right now, crystal clear.
Well, it's not a hurricane there. Her connection's good.
Oh, is that the hurricane? You don't have a hurricane up there?
No, not right now.
Well, let me tell you what's going on right here. Paige just flew by the window. I'm going to run out and get her. Yeah, talk with Nine and Fatboy.
Did her broomstick again?
I did.
Oh, snap.
Dang.
Oh, no.
Oh, witchy poo.
No.
So what's up?
Well, Fatboy sat on it the wrong way that one time.
Looked like he had a tail.
He broke it. It snapped in half.
I know. You just saw the handle.
Oh.
Let that one go.
Now I got two things.
All right. Start with the first thing first.
Okay, first thing first, to go along with haunted stuff, you guys ever want to come up here, we do have some really old cemeteries.
That's true.
Well, I mean, when you can.
When this COVID thing's over.
We're in America. We're not allowed to leave. Nobody will let us in.
I'm not allowed out either. So, no, we have some really old cemeteries here, and the Titanic passengers and crew are buried here, the ones that were found.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they're buried in this like super old cemetery that like gives me the willies.
Ooh, with mausoleums.
Nice.
Yeah. It's
you're a married
really
woman.
Creepy.
Right? Sure.
But then we also had, it was in 1917, there was the Halifax explosion, and it leveled several towns. It was a French cargo ship had a bunch of explosives on it, and it collided with a Norwegian vessel, and it just leveled most of Halifax and Bedford and the surrounding areas. And talk about some haunted areas. It's a huge area to be haunted.
Yeah, I did not know that about the Titanic. I know we have the boat in Gatlinburg now, right? Isn't the boat, Titanic boat is in Gatlinburg.
Nice to know you keep up with Canadian
history. At least the facsimile of.
Pieces of it or something.
Something is. There's like a museum.
That. Yeah.
They moved Alcatraz to Gatlinburg, too. It's weirdest thing.
The nude painting.
I know how that happened.
Yeah. The nude painting of Rose is actually at Myrtle Waves now. Trying to get shot.
Yeah. Should have gone resort.
Yeah. Well.
So my second thing is I have a bone to pick with a certain blanker on the show. And I think he knows who he is.
Yeah, he does. Certain four-eyed blinker to my left.
No. That would be the one who does all the voices.
Fatboy.
The one called
Fatboy. What I do now?
You called me a traitor on live radio.
Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, because you can't vote, and you know she abandoned us for.
I can vote. I can vote. I just.
Wait a minute. You have dual citizenship?
Vote. Well, I'm what they call a permanent resident. I am not a citizen of Canada yet. I can have dual residency, but right now I'm just a permanent resident. You have to do that for 5 to 7 years first before you can even think about becoming a citizen.
Well, you got to make sure you like it and you're going to stay.
You're like a migrant worker.
Essentially, yeah. But I can work here. I can live here without any issues. I can't vote. That's really the only difference between a permanent resident and a citizen. I just can't vote here.
Okay.
Which is fine.
What if you could?
No, I waited. I think I waited a little too long to get absentee ballot from Alabama. So I ended up missing out on the opportunity to put in my vote this year.
Oh, man. Were you going to vote Tuberville or not football coach?
Oh, yeah, Tuberville.
Nah, no, not Tuberville.
Okay. For folks that don't know, P1 Lady Marine, been a legendary P1 for many years. She was a United States Marine, fell in love with a man up in Canada, and now lives there as a migrant worker. You may have just heard that.
No, the reason why I really came up here is because my mother got sick. She was up here as a permanent resident. And Matt, you helped me through that. She ended up passing away in 2016. And the bonus, yes, I met my now husband, who's a Canadian.
And I told you then so that the road to bring you where you are, while though it was not an easy road, it brought you to where you are, and you told me before your life is happier than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's solace you have. That's why I didn't mention it. But here's what I want to ask. When people hear that you're a United States Marine living in Canada, with the way and I don't give a damn what they think, but I'm curious, what do they say to you as being a veteran of United States Marine Corps? Anything?
Not now that I've got my license plate changed over, but when I had my Alabama plate on there, it was constant.
Oh, my God.
You know, how do you like your new president? You know, what do you think about what's going on? And I see you're in the military. You know, how do you feel about being here and then instead of there? And
what a bunch of bullies.
Do you feel like, and you know what? It really, the only people that really ever said anything was old white men.
Well, then disregard what she just said then. I had a birthday yesterday. I'm older than ever. Thank you. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I was just curious if people looked down on you or said, you know what? And then you could have said, well, what do you guys have? One tank? You know? Right.
Free health care. What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not all that great. It's like being at the VA hospital again.
Told you. Ooh. I said that. You have free health care, but it's hell to actually get seen somewhere.
Man, a lot of people say it's good. Some people say it's bad.
I believe in Marine.
It depends on the province you live in.
That makes sense, too.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Oh, yeah. You're in Nova Scotia, which is like Canada light.
Yeah.
We're the south of Canada.
There you go.
That's how all of Canada thinks of Nova Scotia. We are the south of Canada.
Okay. All right. Well,
this is why I feel at home.
Well, I want you to have a fun Halloween and tell your husband that he has a beautiful beard and it smells wonderful, and you have a great day, eh?
You too, eh?
Hey.
Hey, coffee.
Hey. All right. Boy. All right. Have a good morning. Semper Fi, eh?
I don't think you can say it.
No. Me?
You didn't serve. Can't say it if you didn't serve.
Okay. Well, then go Semper Fi, then. I say go Marines.
God. All right. Have fun playing with fire.
We'll take a break and be back. Right. You want to do more phones?
Yeah, man.
I just feel like we just hit a wall for some reason. I guess because I'm the one who brought up the political talk. Yeah. She's the one who mentioned the president.
It's okay.
1-800-774-0093.
Never learn, Harris.
1-800-774-0093. We'll get your phone calls right after this. America.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is 8:35. Want to say what's up to Clocker Blocker?
What?
Cloaker Bloker. It's spelled with zeros and, you know, how, you know, spell them in different things or whatever.
Backer.
Anyway, he's a vendor at a grocery store, and he is saying that candy is not selling this year. And
they got plenty of it when I go to the store.
Well, I think that's why.
I haven't bought any either.
It's not selling.
Disciplined.
I think this is going to be the year that M&M's may get a divorce.
You think so?
But man, it might just be M.
Left Twix and right Twix might have to merge to survive.
They would have to.
Yeah.
Only eat the left one.
Yeah.
They would have to. Because, you know, all the on one hand, you know, I'm not a kid anymore. Do I act like one? Hell no.
Uh-huh.
But I have one. But she's 17, almost 18, so, you know. Trick or treating is not a thing anymore.
Yeah. That's weird. At that age, they don't really celebrate Halloween much of anything.
No.
They don't really like any holidays at that age.
No.
Unless you're giving them something, then they're cool.
Yes.
Money.
It's weird. You're living through me somehow.
I used to be one, I know.
A dad?
A teenager.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I was about to say, there was another story I'd never heard before. So it's not in that thing, you know. But I've seen people, and some of the Facebook fussings that we were thinking about doing, I've seen people that are like, you know, this sucks for my kid, this crap, this COVID stuff. And I'm like, I get it. I don't have your point of view right now because I'm not in your boat. But If no matter how you feel about the pandemic, you're acting like it's like the end of the world. It's the end of time. He just wanted to. He's going to be a little pumpkin, you know? He can't go out now because stupid COVID.
You got to draw a pumpkin on his mask.
Yeah, everybody's acting like there won't be a next year.
There will be next year. There will be candy at Christmas time. You get a thing called a stocking.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I mean, I just hope these same parents are not sitting there saying, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. You know there's some of them that are bringing that home. They're like, I'm so sorry, little Haxton.
Haxton. You know,
Hayden.
Little Johnny.
Layden. Dayden. Braden.
Bladen.
Any of those.
Billy yeah. Badass.
Yes, any of those things.
Yeah.
Just, you know, say, look, I bought you a big old, first of all, you help out this P1 who's not getting any vending. You go buy a big old bag of candy for all your kids today.
Yeah.
Dennis, approve.
Dennis would love it. They need the business. They're not, people aren't going to the dentist as much this year either.
6 out of 5 dentists agree.
Yeah.
Give them candy.
Yeah, they do.
Let them live.
You notice, I mean, obviously you've been to the Cracker Barrel Old Country store, so you realize that different generations like different candies.
Are you kidding me? I have a credit card.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
But different generations like different candies.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, old people have their old people candies, and you've in the past probably made fun of them for eating Charleston chews, which turns out are delicious.
Well, yeah, but what you do is back in the day, you'd get the same kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate's a strong word. I don't like white chocolate.
Really?
Don't like white chocolate.
What is wrong
with
you?
It's good. It has to be with, it can't be
candy
by itself.
Shaming now.
Yes.
Has to be with something else.
Coconut.
And nuts. It has to be. It can't be by itself. It's best served in cookie with macadamia nut.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my go-to white chocolate, man. It's good stuff.
I enjoy it. But yeah, you don't like it, and that's fine.
No.
This is more for us, so don't get mad at Matt for not liking white chocolate.
But I would trade with people, you know, with my friends and stuff. And you would, I hate to admit this now.
There was other stuff going on with the friends.
Okay, I would sneak the candy into school, and I would trade with my friends. But the gross thing about it, looking back now, is we traded candy in the bathroom on the counter. Now, it was wrapped, sure, but just the thought of it now, it's like the particles of pee-pee and doo-doo in there is just like, ah.
Well, you survived. It must have been fine.
Look at me. Did I?
You survived. You're still alive.
That's not a milk dud.
Thing.
Hey, you want this baby Ruth? No, you don't.
Keep that to yourself.
Remember that time with Paul Matthew?
Where's the wrapper?
You trade, and then certain ones would be like, hey, oh, dude, if you got a full-size candy bar, that equated, and let me see if the parallels or the equation still works. A full-size got you 3 snack size if you traded. Did you ever trade? Like ball cards, but with candy?
I never traded candy, man. Oh. Me and all the kids always went around the same neighborhoods and went together, and we always had the same candy, so it didn't really matter.
I loved that. That was fun. Man.
We're all greedy, too.
We'd sit there and just lay them all out and say, first of all, who the hell gave out 0 bars? That's awful. Those are gross.
Yeah. Make those in minis for Halloween? Because those are only... I don't think any kid likes 0 bars. I think it's strictly the old people.
It's an old, yes. It's like the Werther's original of candy bars.
My dad introduced me to those, and he was born in 1938.
Yes.
So your parents just let you eat the candy whenever you wanted to. They didn't.
You know the story, Paige.
No.
You see the story.
No, but my mom would take it so we wouldn't eat it in like a week. You know, she'd spread it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, my daddy would, you know, I hate coconut. And he would always take my mounds or what's the other one? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Yeah.
He would take those from me.
Yeah.
He'd give me cigarettes instead.
That's a good trade.
Yeah.
Over candy here, ones. Looking up candy stuff. Candies have different – some candies have more trade-in value than others as far as when you trade. sometimes you got baseball cards, you got to trade – 2 or 3 for 1 if you want a good one.
Like Reese's or Snickers go for a high dollar, I'm sure.
What would be the most, and not that, you know, some of those like frou-frou chocolates and stuff, but what trade value or what candy has the highest trade value?
Not even good candy. Candy jewelry or the wax lips you can eat. those are apparently the best ones because they're kind of rare. You don't get as many of them, and kids want to give up a lot of candy for this stuff that frankly sucks.
Yeah. Lip wax.
Yeah, like those fake lips you can
wax
eat.
Wax bottles?
Yeah.
Never understood
those. Ah, wax bottles. Those, man, how old are you if you eat wax bottles?
It'd be cool if they had liquor in them, though. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'd be down with that.
Yes,
or you could use a suppository or something.
Yeah. And then number two, the actual candy you want to eat that has the highest trade value is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and then like Kit Kats, Butterfingers because kids have bad taste in candy.
They do.
Twix and Starburst.
They say you really don't get your full taste buds until you go through puberty.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
See, my favorites are just plain Hershey bar and Snickers.
You're so basic.
I am.
I bought candy last night.
I don't doubt that.
2 pounds of Jawbreakers.
You know, another one you don't get much. Them. This one would have had trade value. If somebody got some of this and I didn't when I was a kid, I would have traded some candy for it. Pop Rocks.
Oh, women like that, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah, but that, man, what that was...
You better like it.
That feeling on your tongue when you take a big old swig of Coca-Cola afterwards.
Yeah.
You start, look at me, now I'm foaming at the mouth.
That's the thing. Pop Rocks, you're like, oh, man, this is delicious. It's like, oh, it's crackling in my mouth. This is awesome.
It's a weird feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. Tootsie also Pops have trade-in value.
Now, the big ones.
Tootsie Pops don't have trade-in value because you want them. They have trade-in value because you're trying to get rid of them because you don't like them.
No, that's not true.
Blow Pops are where it's at. Tootsie Pops are trash.
I like
die
both,
on this hill.
But I don't want them little tiny Tootsie Rolls. Now, I'm going to sound like a glutton when I say this.
Yeah.
Because I like the ones that they come in a bar about yay big.
Man, Tootsie Rolls, I hate them.
And then
trash.
They're segmented into little squares, and you can bite all three at a time.
You don't like vanilla midges?
No, those are the only good ones. But the chocolate Tootsie Rolls don't
little
taste
candies.
Remotely like chocolate. It's like eating a piece of plastic.
It's just sugar.
They're little candies now.
Yeah, I think a chocolate Tootsie Roll is always – I didn't even like them as a kid. They've always just been trash to me.
I thought I found one earlier, about 10 minutes ago. Was not a Tootsie Roll.
No, it wasn't.
The fruity flavored little Tootsie Rolls you get usually around Christmas time, those are good. The vanilla midgets especially.
Why am I wearing
little
shorts?
Little candies.
Today? You keep talking like that.
They changed the name of the vanilla midgets to something else now.
Vanilla dwarfs.
But yeah, Snickers
little
also
candies.
Trade in value. Sour Patch Kids too has a big trade in value.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I would have given you some candy for some Mike and Ike's back in the day.
Oh yeah, good man. They're
but
real good.
Not some Nihilators.
Oh, God, get out of my head. I was just about to say, man, for the longest time, they were never now and laters. They're Nihilators.
Nihilators. Nihilators. Nihilators.
The good ones. The hard shell ones.
What was awesome is when you could find some kid who was under the impression that he actually liked Warheads, and then you get rid of all that trash and get something good in return that you actually wanted to eat that didn't hurt.
Eat these red Warheads, dummy.
Oh, it hurts my mouth.
I don't like the tart sour candy, so.
Why?
I just don't care.
What was the purpose of the stick and the fun dip? Were you not just supposed to pour it down your throat?
Did you rather have a straw?
Stick? I didn't know you were supposed to eat the dip.
Yeah. I know.
What did you eat? Just the stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns into dip juice.
The stick is just the sugar stick. You can eat the stick.
You lick the stick and then you dip it in the sugar.
Yeah,
that's the last time I tell you anything.
You lick the stick and then you dip the sticky stick in the sugar and then you lick the sugar off the stick.
That's how you do it.
Because you got to get the stick sticky so the sugar sticks to the sticky stick.
Now, I like that. That was good.
Basically, you're using a stick of sugar to eat powdered sugar. It's really healthy.
If you just tuned in, this is how Def Leppard came up with the song Pour Some Sugar on Me. Paige says, lick the stick first and then put it in the sugar bag.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like bottle caps too, but they don't. Those were good.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, I don't know how that turned into sex talk, but it kind of did.
I didn't mean it to be potty mouth.
I'm aroused and my sugar is up. All right, we'll break. We'll come back. Phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Mr. Johnson, please.
That's me.
Hi, Mr. Johnson. My name's Bruce Benedict. I'm calling you from HOA today.
Okay. Did I forget to pay my fee? What's the...
No, you're in
here. What can I do for you, Bruce?
You are in pretty good standing, sir. I don't want you to be concerned, Mr. Johnson. We've gotten a couple of calls this month about you, and we wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay, regarding what?
It seems you are in violation of one of our policies. It seems the Halloween decorations this year, the inflatables we've heard about, the animatronics. It seems your neighbors think you've maybe gone a bit overboard.
Really, I don't agree with that.
If you look at the guidelines,
you'll see that you are, in fact, in violation. I know it's your holiday spirit, but you are in violation.
If it's okay, so can you explain specifically what I mean? Like, I've had a lot of decorations up in years past, and no one said a thing, so I don't know what the problem is this year.
Look, I called. My name is Richard Lips. I just moved to the empty house three doors down. We haven't got a chance to meet yet, but I did notice when I was moving that you got a lot of in your yard, man, and it looks pretty gaudy, so I called the HOA.
Okay, well, first of all, whether it looks gaudy or not, it's none of your business. Secondly, you don't need to go ahead and start talking to me like that. We don't even know each other.
No, there's no okay? need for language.
And
Mr.
I don't appreciate. Yeah, I don't appreciate that kind of language from a guy I haven't even met yet. I mean, this is, and gaudy or not, it's not your concern. I mean, it's not a fire hazard. Nothing's wrong. I don't see what the problem is.
Pardon, gaudy becomes everyone's concern in the neighborhood. With the HOA, you understand that we are interested in maintaining values, maintaining appearances, and we've heard from Mr. Lips as well as a couple other people on your street. I won't name them, but they've said anonymously they think it is an eyesore. Your house is ugly. And they don't like living across the street from the Munsters.
It is. Let's be honest.
Wait, you know what? No, go ahead.
You got too much in your yard. If you spend all your time blowing up at us as you do blowing up crap in your front yard, we're going to be on the phone for 2 days.
Again, Mr. Lips, no need for language.
Sorry.
Just yeah, you know what? No, it's no one has. Years past, I've had at least as much decoration, and no one said anything. So I don't see why this year is any different, first of all. And secondly, none of what I have up is offensive. I don't go around to people's house at Christmas complaining about their Christmas decorations. I don't see why, because I enjoy Halloween, what the problem is.
Oh, pardon, sir. It says here on my notes there's an animatronic Jason Voorhees with a machete. That could be offensive to that scare children. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
There's kids in this neighborhood. Ted, what are you trying to do? Scare them all away?
Damn it.
Why don't you watch your damn mouth, all right? You don't need to talk to me like that. I don't know you. You don't know me. So don't be running your mouth like that already, okay?
Why does a grown man love Halloween so much? Hell, it's not Hanukkah. There's no real reason to celebrate.
Fun. You know what? I'm not a religious person. I enjoy Halloween, okay? And I it's the one holiday a year I enjoy. I get into the spirit of it. I don't see what the problem is, and I don't appreciate you badgering me because I decorate my house.
So you're a devil worshiper is what you're saying. You don't go to church, but love Halloween.
I'm not a devil worshiper. It doesn't matter. Whatever I worship is none of your damn business anyway.
What, you sacrificing goats? You sacrificing goats in your basement, you sick
jackass? I'm not, all right? I'm not a sick either, all right? Watch your mouth.
You guys have to calm down here. Look. Mr. Johnson, there is a violation.
You know what? I don't need to calm down. You're the one that called me and started offending me and running your mouth to me over decorations that are none of your concern.
I think you should have to make a move, HOA guy. Make him move out now.
Well, the move is, Mr. Johnson, if you refuse to listen.
You've lived here for 3 days. I've been here for 10 years. I don't know. You're the one that needs to get out.
I don't have a ton of in my yard.
If you refuse to listen, the fines are coming, and the fines for the HOA are going to be $300 a day for every day you don't clean the mess up.
Plus, I'm
$300. Are you out of your mind? $300 a day. You don't find that. I mean, like, you know, I'll bet you anything, this jackass on the phone is going to have a rusted out car in his front yard before we know it. And so, why don't you start finding him for that now?
Well,
$300 a day is insane.
When he does that, we'll fine him.
On top of the fines, I'm going to come beat your ass. How about that?
Come on, bring it on. Come on over. I'm home right now, ass.
Are you hiding?
Over here. Let's do this.
Are you hiding behind the 30 pumpkins you got blown up in your yard?
No, I'm not hiding. You know what? I'll come right out in front and wait for you.
If
right?
I got a rusted out car in the front, your wife's going to be in the back seat naked.
You know what? You mother... All right, you know what? What's your address? You three houses down?
I live three houses down.
You go to the empty one there? All right. All right, wait till this phone call's over. I'll be right over there.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You guys rock, and it's just a blessing to be driving to work.
Really enjoy your show.
It's the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the first time I look forward to morning radio. Morning radio.
93.3, the planet rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.